It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Welcome to this television neighborhood. Did you see this? Pretty heavy, this box. You know what it is. It's a toolbox. Because it's a box that has tools in it. Oh, there's someone at the telephone. Just a minute. Hello? Yes, Joe. How are you? It's Joe Negri. No, I don't think I have. Natalie Baker? Oh, your cousin. Well, if you like, I can just look outside. Just a minute. Yeah, just hold on for a minute. That's Joe Negri. He asked if I had seen his cousin, Natalie Baker. Let's just look outside. No, I don't see anybody in the side street. Don't see her, Joe. Near here. I see. Well, yeah, we'll watch for her. Certainly. All right, thanks very much. Here you are. Bye-bye. He said that she's looking for an apartment around these parts, and he just wanted us to know that she was here. Let's take the toolbox outside this way. Hi, fish. I want to show you something with this. In my toolbox, I have some stencils. You seen a stencil? This is what a stencil looks like. It's a stencil with my initials, F.R., Fred Rogers. And what I thought I'd do was to use this felt pen and put it, the stencil, on the side. See, people like to take good care of their tools and their toolbox. And sometimes they like to have their initials right on the side. See, if I put it like that, and I can make some neat initials right on the side of the toolbox. Most of the time, I like to draw without using stencils. But in this case, I think it might make it look neat. Let's lift it up and see how the F is. Pretty good. Okay, now let's try the R. Everybody has initials. Mine just happened to be FR. F period, R period. Well, that looks pretty good, doesn't it? Maybe touch it up there a bit. There. Now my initials are on the side of my toolbox. All kinds of things in here. You know anybody with a toolbox? Does that person like to take very good care of his or her tools? Well, I sure do. That's the way it keeps them good. Excuse me, are you Mrs. Baker?
Well, as a matter of fact, I am.
Well, I'm Fred Rogers, Mrs. Baker.
Oh, of course. Joe told me that you work near here.
Well, he called a little while ago to say that you were looking for an apartment.
Yes, I am. I live with my two children, Angela and Reed, and we really need a bigger place.
Well, it's not easy to look for an apartment. In fact, it's hard to find a new home.
Oh, it certainly is. Now, the place down the street was really much too large, but I've been hearing about one down here, and it's nearer to the Negris, so I think I'll look at that one.
Well, if you're moving into this neighborhood, I hope that we can be friends. Would you like me to come along with you as you see the new one?
Oh, that would be fine.
Oh, good. You could come, too. Now, apartments look different when people aren't living in them, so this one may look empty to you. I'll put the tools away when I come back. Can you say it's down this way?
Yes, and I think it's near Joe's.
Oh, good.
Well, this must be the place. Yes.
Hello, Mrs. Baker.
Hello. Oh, Mr. Rogers, do you know Mr. Cook?
Wayne, I know him very well.
How are you, Fred?
I'm glad you're helping Mrs. Baker find a place to live here.
Yes, she's been looking for a long time.
Oh, I have been.
But I think this time we may have it.
I hope so. You know, every time I see a new place, I wonder if this might be it.
Well, would you like to see it?
I would.
Come in.
Okay, if I look with
you? Yes, that's fine.
This is a big room here.
Nice
big
room. Yes.
And you can use this as your living area here.
Mm-hmm.
In the kitchen area.
Oh, what a beautiful window. Lets in so much light. And then there's the yard for the children. Yes. It's beautiful.
It's a great place. You could have your table and chairs here.
Yes, and then the children would have a pleasant area too.
Brand new stove. Lots of space underneath here.
Oh, yes.
This looks like a new refrigerator.
Brand new.
Enough room for your food here?
Yes. Well, you say there are three bedrooms.
Yes. And the other ones are right through here. Would you like to see them?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, plenty of closets, too.
Yes.
I like that.
And another window.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the children could play here also.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's another big room right through here in the bathroom.
Oh.
So let me see that.
It's a little hallway here.
Yes. This is the bathroom.
The bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Linen closets, too.
Bathroom.
And there's a couple more bedrooms right through there.
Oh, yes, I'd like to see those, too.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, as you're looking at them, I'll just have a little visit with my friend.
Okay.
All right.
See you back in here.
Okay.
He said that this was a bedroom. Yeah. Pretty empty, isn't it? And it's quiet. There isn't anybody here. Living. I suppose the bed might go somewhere in here, and you could just lie back and look out the window. It'll be better when there are toys and people. Yeah, that's what's important. Have you ever been in an empty apartment or an empty house before people moved in? It's very different, isn't it? No pictures on the walls. No water in the sink. sometimes the water's turned off when people move out of a place and an apartment is waiting for new people to come in. Probably keep the ice cream and frozen things up there. Down here's a place for milk and fruit. That says meats there. Vegetables. Oh, here's a place for the eggs. See that? A little place for each egg there. This says butter. Place to keep butter or oleo. I like it. But I do like to imagine what it'll be like with furniture and people and things. How do you like it?
I like it. Don't you?
I do very much.
You know, it's such a relief to find just what you've been looking for. Of course, I'm anxious to show it to the children.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Would you like to go over the terms of the lease?
Oh, definitely.
Yes, I'm sure you want to look at it before you make a decision.
Yes.
One of the best things about this place, too, is that it's near Joe and his family.
That's right, and the children would like that so much.
I know how fond they are of him. Well, you have things to discuss. Thanks for letting us see this.
It's nice to see you again.
Good to see you, and if you need anything, please call.
Thank you, I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, I wanted to check the measurements.
Well, if they live here, I hope they'll really like it. Come along back to my place. Think Mrs. Baker's children will like that apartment? Would be nice to have some more children living around here, wouldn't it? Of course, when I think about you in your place, watching this television neighborhood, you seem so real to me that it's almost as though you lived here too. You're my special friend. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You know, I was thinking as I was spelling the word friend, F-R. I-E-N-D. Those first two letters, F-R, are my initials. Remember when I put them on my toolbox? Better go out and get my toolbox now. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Get those tools later. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy Louie, good day to you.
Good day to you.
I have a little invention here I'd like to show you.
Oh, good. Come on in.
All right, do you have any cellophane tape? I need some cellophane tape for this invention.
Yes, I do, in the kitchen.
All righty, in the kitchen.
You're inventing things, Mr. McFeely.
Well, yes, good. I am. I'm enjoying it. There we go.
Is this what you mean?
That's right, cellophane tape. Now I'll show you my little invention here. You see, I have with me today a spring-type clothespin.
That kind.
Mm-hmm. And I have an unsharpened pencil.
Unsharpened pencil.
And here's a spool of thread.
Spool of thread. A spring-type clothespin, an unsharpened pencil, and a spool of thread. Mm-hmm.
And some cardboard, and some cellophane tape.
Now, what are you going to do with all of this?
Well, now, you'll see. First of all, wind the string a little bit here, and you take the clothespin and you put the string through this hole up here, the metal hole.
One where the spring is.
Just like that, right through there, where the spring is.
Yes.
There you go. Now, take some cellophane tape, and you can tape it on the string onto the pencil. I suppose if you didn't have tape, you could just tie it onto the pencil too, but I have some tape here, so I'll just tape it on. There you go.
Is that the invention?
Well, that's part of the invention. Now you hold the pencil, and just over a little farther already. That's it, just over some more. You see, like that, I'll just bring this over here. Now I'll take the clothes pin back.
You have to put some clothes on it?
Well, not clothes, I'll
Is
show you.
Is this a clothesline here?
Well, it looks like a clothesline, but it's, whoops, thank you. Here's what it does. Now you hold your pencil on the table, and I'll hold this up
on the table.
Right. Now let's see here. You'll see in a minute. It's going to say something. Here we go. Now, see what it says on there.
Speedy delivery.
That's right. Speedy delivery.
Well, could I get that back to you?
Sure. And I'll put this part of it down, and you put that end up. Here it comes. Speedy delivery.
Really nice.
It's a little invention. You want to make it go slower?
How do we do that?
Let me see. I think this way. You put this end down as I'm taking that one up. So you can control the speed of it there.
Very nice. Hey, we could make that thing dance. Ta-dum,
ta-dum. Now, here we go. Yeah. Oh, speedy, speedy delivery.
Yeah, you put your arm right. Down. Yeah.
Down already? There you go.
Yeah. Now, up.
It's like a seesaw almost.
Really? Yeah.
This goes down.
Really nice, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I thought you'd enjoy that.
Good idea for an invention.
Well, I'll just wind it up here.
You need any more tape?
Nope.
To go with you?
That's fine. I'll just take this along with me already. I have it all completed now. I want to show my grandchildren.
I guess so.
Alrighty.
I'm glad you'd show us, too.
Well, I like to visit occasionally.
Those are special times when you don't have to come and then just leave right away.
Just had a little time to show you my invention and to say to you, speedy delivery. Good day to you. Good day.
Good day to you, Mr. McGee.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mr. McFeely, he has a good time with things. That was fun. That's something that you might be able to do, that invention. Let's have some make-believe. Make-believe is a kind of invention, too, something that you think up.
Yeah.
Let's make-believe that Mr. McFeely is delivering something new to Cornflake especially. In the neighborhood of make-believe. All right, let's do that. Trolley, are you ready for make-believe? All right, neighborhood of make-believe.
That tickles, Bob Dog. Is my head level?
No, Corny, it isn't level at all.
Well, I don't see why it should be. It's not a table or a shelf, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, here, let me check your factory, see if it's level.
Oh, it's level, I'm sure. I built it myself.
Yep, you're right. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there anything else I can see about for you?
Well, I don't want to see about anything else but my new saw. Mr. McFeely told me he'd get it to me as soon as possible.
I know you're getting
speedy delivery. Hello there, Bob Dog. Speedy delivery.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
I knew you'd make it, Mr. McFeely. Oh, boy, my new saw. Well,
just a minute.
Here.
Just a minute, Corny. I'll have it there in a minute. Just put it out of the basket here.
great, 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 great.
Well, now, do you want me to take it on into the factory, Corny?
Oh, sure I do. And you'll see right where to put it.
All righty, I'll take it on inside.
Imagine. My new saw is here already.
That's terrific.
I think I've got to go in and see it, Bob Dog.
Well, sure. Okay.
Corny?
Oh, yeah?
What do you want me to do with this old saw?
Oh, well, let me see. What do you mean, do with it?
I mean, do you want me to take it to the store for a trade-in or what, Corny?
Well, I want you to leave it just where you found it, in my factory workshop.
You do?
Well, certainly I never said I was getting rid of it. That saw and I have done a lot of work together.
Well, there won't be room for your new saw and this old one, Corny.
There won't be?
No, absolutely not.
Well, I want my old saw back inside anyway.
Well, okay, but you won't be able to use your new one. There won't be room for you or your wood, but I'll take it back in, Corny.
Well, yes, wait a minute, Mr. McFitty. Not room for me or my wood?
Well, did you change your mind?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I don't really need the old saw anymore. Just sort of wanted to have it around.
Well, you see, if you don't really need it, I don't see there's any
reason... You're right, Mr. McFeely. Guess you'd better take it.
Alrighty, I'll take this one on back. I just put it in my bike here. You know, that new saw's a beauty. Certainly is. I'll just say speedy delivery. Good day to you, Bob Dog. Good
We're
day, Corny.
We're
going to
do a
speedy
lot
delivery.
Of work together, that new saw and I.
Good day.
Mr. McFeely?
Oh, yes, Corny?
Stop.
What is it, Corny?
How about just leaving my old saw here?
Well, all right, if you like, Corny, I'll just bring it back.
Good. Good.
Well, there you go, Bob Dog.
Yeah. I just like to have it right here.
Sure, out here where you can see it.
And think about it.
Right.
You've had that old saw for a long time, haven't you, Corny?
I sure have, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I know how you feel. It was hard for me to trade in my last bike.
Thanks a lot. You're an understanding person.
Well, speedy delivery to you. Good day, Bob Dog. Speedy delivery.
Bye, Mr. McFeely.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Yeah, goodbye, Mr.
Speedy
McFeely.
Delivery.
Let me take a look at that old saw of mine.
A beauty, isn't it?
Yeah, we did a lot of good work together.
Why, sure.
We'll have to think of something good to do with it, Bob Dog.
Well, let's see, why don't I put it on the wall over there for you, Corny?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll keep thinking about it.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob Dog.
Okay, Corny.
I'll go in and see my new one, too.
This is the old saw trolley.
Did you ever want something new? Like a bicycle instead of a tricycle? Or a new doll instead of an old one? But when you got the new thing, did you ever want to keep the old one too? Well, sometimes grown-up people think that children should give toys they don't use very much to someone else. And of course, that's nice to let someone else use them when you don't need them anymore. But it's sometimes very hard. Cornflake especially found it hard to give up his old saw, even though he had the new one. So you could understand that, couldn't you? Speaking of tools, I must get my own tools out here. There are the initials. FR. What this is? It's a drill. And here are the drill bits that go in it. remember the first time I was allowed to use a drill. Is that how that goes? And then that makes a hole in wood. I learned from my grandfather. Get this out like this, holding that tight. And then it just pulls out. Like that. Now I could put my initials on this tool and also on this little box. I have small initials, small FR, as well as the large one. I like to take care of my tools. I think I'll just carry this like this so you can see my initials there. Special. FRIEND. Remember how we looked through that empty apartment today? I thought Mrs. Baker looked a little sad, even though she did like that new place. She was probably feeling sad about leaving her old home, wherever that is. You know, she and her children will probably have lots of happy feelings and lots of sad feelings about moving. But they'll have each other to talk about it with. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You're my FRIEND with television. Be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of public television stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson. This is PBS.